Well, first of all, can you set the context for what it's like to be a Christian in Eritrea?
Oh, it's extremely difficult to be a Christian in Eritrea. Release International has been campaigning for years for Christian prisoners of faith to be released. There are something like 230 prisoners of faith that we know of. There are prisons out there that we don't know of. There are army prisons, military prisons. This is the minimum number. But they've been rounded up for years by a government which has been extremely suspicious of Christians. And they've been put into the most appalling conditions. So Twen, we're talking about here, who's in her 30s, she was rounded up in 2004. And the condition she's been put in, along with others, has been to throw her into a shipping container. If you imagine a steel shipping container, and now put that shipping container in the desert where it bakes by day so hot that it's almost impossible to touch the metal. That's where you live, that's where you sleep. At night it's absolutely freezing, and during the waking hours you're tortured by guards, I mean quite literally, to try to get you to recant your faith. And that's what Twen has suffered in Eritrea, along with another prisoner of faith people might have heard of, a woman called Helen Bahani. Helen was a gospel singer. She was put in this container with Twen. Helen was beaten so badly that she was virtually crippled, and Twen looked after her to the extent where when the guards wanted to torture Helen Bahani again, Twen said, "No, take me and do that to me." And she did that on more than one occasion. So she's truly remarkable. She's had the opportunity to escape. At one point, she was so sick, and you can understand why in those conditions, that they allowed her to go home. She returned to the prison, where she's now effectively a key leader there. And she does so in order to look after and care for the other women prisoners, as she's done for Helen. She's a truly remarkable woman. And Release International's contacts got a message to her recently and said, "How are you? What can we pray for?" And she said she had only one prayer, and that was that God would be glorified in Eritrea. So she is truly extraordinary, and God is doing amazing things in those containers and in those prisons. And in some cases we're talking about long-term Christian leaders who've been in jail now for years and years and years, being put in effectively medieval dungeons. It's a terrible situation, and Release is calling on Eritrea to free these prisoners of faith and to allow freedom of faith in their country.
Amazing that she can still praise God even all this time on. Why was she arrested in the first place? Did she break a specific law against Christians?
Oh, Twen did something absolutely terrible, and I'll tell you what it was. She went to a prayer meeting. She went to an evening prayer meeting of an unregistered church. Now, I did the same last week in my own church, which is not state approved in this country. Had I been in Eritrea, I could have faced what she's facing, and many of us listening here today will be in the same position. You could be rounded up, you could be imprisoned indefinitely, you could be tortured to make you recant your faith. That's all she did. And you'll find that the same thing is true for many others. They've been arrested because they've been at a Christian wedding. We've had wedding parties who've been thrown into jail. We've had people thrown into jail for reading their Bibles, for attending prayer meetings. And in recent years, we've seen the authorities going door to door in Christian homes in Eritrea, rounding up people. So you've got a country which is about 5 million in population, half of those are Christians, but if you're part of an unregistered church, you're seen to be an enemy of the state. That's what happened to Twen.
And how long was she sentenced for being at a prayer meeting?
This is all indefinite. There are people who are in jail almost indefinitely. She's been in prison for almost 14 years now for attending a prayer meeting. So when will she get out? We don't know. She's in her 30s. But there are many others like her. As we say, we know of at least 230, but there are prisons we don't know of. And Eritrea is considered to be the North Korea of East Africa. It's the country people are fleeing from. It's absolutely repressive. And there are many like Twen, sadly, and Helen Bahani, who has managed to be released now and is living in Denmark and sharing her faith and telling about what has been happening. Her book is available on the Release International website, Song of the Nightingale. She's an extraordinary woman.
And thankfully, you know, we are praying for her, because you do have contact with her through people, and it's amazing that we can hear from her in some way.
Yes, it is. I mean, if I can tell you a little bit of hopeful news here, There are signs that things may be beginning to shift in Eritrea, which we need to pray into. If you remember, Eritrea and its neighbour Ethiopia have been at war on and off for many, many years, but Ethiopia declared quite recently that it had no hostile intentions towards Eritrea. It's been seeking détente, so there is now no enemy as such to justify this kind of imprisonment. And what we're seeing is that although Christians are still being arrested in Eritrea, some of them are being released more quickly. We're also seeing things like a lightening of the load in jail. So prisoners are now being allowed food. Yeah, I did say that. Some prisoners are just not allowed food. The only way they can survive is because other prisoners share their rations with them. Some of them are now being allowed visitors. They were not being allowed visitors either. So there is the hope that things are beginning to ease, and we need really to pray for that nation, because the justification, not that there ever was one, for throwing Christians in prison indefinitely, and that is the point, they stay there forever in Eritrea, that has gone. And so we pray that the dictator of that country, Cesar Afwerki, will actually, like Paul or Saul on the road to Damascus, that his heart will soften, that he'll recognize what he's been doing and actually turn and change, let these people free, these 230 and more who are still in jail, go free and give religious freedom to that country. It used to be a free nation. Let's pray that it can be a free nation again.
Absolutely.